My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Thursday Travel and Cruise Industry News. A little later than I thought it was going to be today. This, of course, is the 25th day of April. Supposed to be my sail away day. However, here at 10 o'clock this morning, I am still in Brunswick, Georgia, which that'll be the lead story this morning. Carnival Elation embarkation delayed by 3 hours. We'll talk about that in a bit. Also today, we've got a couple more cruise guests missing in Tortola. 3 sailings changed for Breakaway. Holland America implements progressive check-in. And Carnival Firenze christened. That and lots more here at 10 o'clock this morning. First of all, my apologies again for the Holland America folks and Bubba yesterday for the disaster of technical issues on the show yesterday. I finally got all of the issues edited out of both the podcast and the replay versions, I hope. But that turned out to be just awful. Just awful. But sometimes it happens when you do live show, folks. Today is National Zucchini Bread Day. Yeah. I've told the story about zucchini many times. Not my favorite. I'll eat it. But zucchini bread's okay. Just as long as I don't have to have that every day. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net. Or wherever you get your podcasts from, all the big guys. TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Pandora, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. All you have to do is search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. Anytime you're listening to the podcast, if you ever want to jump over to the video feed, there's always a link in the podcast description. So you can do just that. All right, before we get to the news today, got quite a few things to share with you. Our buddy Rochelle, who we haven't seen for a while, since she did 60 days in Asia, well, she's back at it again. She got on Serenade of the Seas on one of the segments of the Ultimate World Cruise. She said she couldn't do 147 days on the same ship, but she is doing a shorter segment. So she got on Serenade and had a Singapore sling to celebrate. And then there in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Of course, there's some dancers there and a some native folks. That's downtown Kuala Lumpur with Rochelle with her goofy sunbonnet on. Beautiful spot. I've never been there before, so. All right, so we had all kinds of problems with Messenger and Hot Air Tom stuff. I saw all this stuff from Florence and Pisa. I said, oh, that's what I'll use tomorrow, because I knew yesterday, there's no way I could do it yesterday with an interview. And then it disappeared again. So I had to go through all kinds of craziness with Instagram to get the account established back. So I got the pictures back from Hot Air Tom. And that looks like he's not having the best weather there at Pisa. And these are kind of mixed. That's Florence. That's Pisa again. And Hot Air Tom's always with the naked statues. And more naked statues. I don't know about Hot Air Tom and naked statues. All right, so this is actually in. That kind of got reversed there. So what's this one? That's in Florence. Okay, so these got shuffled somehow this morning. Not surprising. Let me see if I can find the start. That's the end of it. Is that it? Oh, that's the hotel in Rome. Where's the train pictures? Oh, this is to prove to John that Norwegian does have lobster. There we go. That's Cindy at the train station. She doesn't look very happy there, but she's getting on a train. That gets them down to Rome. And that starts in on the room when they got into the room. Here we go. I've got the handle on this now. Nice digs. Of course, they get a handicap accessible room. There's Cindy sitting on the bed. And they got some swag. If you straighten that up, folks, that's a bottle of wine or champagne and some other stuff that was complimentary. So they're having a, you know, a nice time of it over there. All right. So the top news story this morning, folks, has me a little worried. Guests that were scheduled to sail with me today on Carnival Elation were notified last night to show up at the port late. According to Carnival, the ship is experiencing an issue that is limiting its cruising speed and will be docking later than scheduled on Thursday morning. This will affect your embarkation. Carnival went on to say that we must allow debarking guests to leave the terminal and parking facility before we can accommodate your arrival. Please delay your terminal arrival appointment by 3 hours. The email added, our technicians are working on the repairs, and it may be necessary to revise our itinerary. We'll provide more details at embarkation tomorrow. We apologize for this unexpected change of plans. Sounds like an Azapod issue to me. My appointment was at 12, so now I don't have to show up until 3. Which is why I'm still in the hotel. I'll kill more time here. Get the show processed from the day. Check out. Going down. And then I've got to deal with parking and all that business. So maybe I won't be able to sit around with too much time. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our fine network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Two cruise guests who arrived in Tortola in the British Virgin Islands aboard Norwegian Sky on Friday, April 19th, have been reported missing, as was reported on this channel earlier. Neither man has returned to the cruise ship before it departed, nor have they been found. The men are Pascal Bosman of the Netherlands and Matiri Cabrera of the Dominican Republic. The government of the Virgin Islands Immigration Department has asked the public for assistance in locating the men. Anyone with information about either men should contact the Department of Immigration or the Royal Virgin Islands Police Force. 3 upcoming cruises for Norwegian Breakaway have had their itineraries significantly adjusted, with each port of call seeing changes and one port altogether removed from the itinerary. The impacted sailing of the ship's May 12th, May 19th, and May 26th departures sailing Caribbean routes. The original itineraries were to have visited Puerto Plata, St. Thomas, Tortola, and Great Stirrup Cay. Each port of call is impacted, though the days visiting remain the same. Each of these cruises is a 7-night sailing with a Sunday departure, and Monday is scheduled as a day at sea. The visit to Puerto Plata will now be from 9 to 5 on Tuesday instead of 7 to 4 as previously planned. The next port, St. Thomas on Wednesday, will now be from 1 to 7:30 instead of the original 11 to 7. Thursday was to have been a visit to Tortola from 6 to 2, but that port has been removed from all three itineraries, and no substitute port has been added in its place. The time spent at Great Stirrup Cay on Saturday will now be a full 12 hours from 7 to 7 instead of the original schedule of 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Other than to accommodate certain circumstances, including but not limited to fuel optimization, no explanation has been given for such dramatic itinerary changes by Norwegian. Author Ivan Cox is delighted to announce a comical cruise in the Caribbean to celebrate his hilarious novel, Cruise Ship Doctor. The Norwegian epic will depart from Port Canaveral on November the 16th for a rollicking 7-day cruise through the Caribbean, where Cox will read from Cruise Ship Doctor and regale passengers with humorous behind-the-scenes true anecdotes from his adventures as a cruise ship doctor. The Cruise Ship Doctor cruise, sailing November 16th from Port Canaveral. Prices start at $639 for double occupancy and Solo start at $1,049 plus taxes and port charges. Join us on November 16th from Port Canaveral for the cruise ship Dr. Cruise. With the cruise line planning its busiest season to date in Alaska, Holland America seems to be busy ironing out some logistical challenges, particularly in Vancouver. The cruise line has informed guests on the April 27th sailing that they may be required to embark the vessel in a staggered manner. Going from upper decks down, guests will be allowed to embark starting at 10:30 a.m. for those staying on deck 10 and 11. Guests staying on deck 7 and 8 will be allowed to embark at 11:30, decks 5 and 6 at 1, decks 1 and 4 at 2. The procedure, according to Holland America, is aimed at easing congestion at the Vancouver Cruise Terminal. My question on this is on a specific instance of someone flying in on the day of the cruise. Usually their time is set according to the airline's time. Also, if you're staying in a hotel and you've got a late 2 p.m. time, you have to check out of the hotel early. What are all these people going to do sitting around for 3 or 4 hours? I'm not sure about this one, Holland America. Actor Jonathan Bennett was honored with the title of Honorary Italian during the ceremony at Long Beach on Wednesday evening, where he fulfilled his godfatherly duty by naming the Carnival Firenze. Carnival Firenze completes the lineup of Carnival Fine Italian-style ships, formerly a Costa vessel. Carnival Cruise Line President Christine Duffy, assisted by a third engineer from Tuscany, presented Bennett with various Italian gifts, including a football jacket, espresso beans, a bottle of Chianti and Aperol, a Gucci scarf, and a bag, a large wheel of Parmesan, and holy water from Rome, accompanied by Captain Crescenzo Palumbo. Bennett poured champagne on the ship's hull, following the Godfather's blessing, symbolizing the ship's christening. The event concluded with a toast and confetti. Sit back and enjoy the Alaska wilderness from a rail car. Princess and Holland America offer the Princess Rails with featured trips to Talkeetna and Denali with 3 and 4 day packages available now at 50% off. And you don't have to be a cruise passenger. Rail travel in Alaska is special, where multiple itineraries and multiple destinations await you. Just give me a call, 434-258-9264. And that's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show. Let's go see if anybody's in the chat room. Oh, yeah, we got a few people in there today. That's nice. Never can tell when you're doing an odd time. Kenneth's here. Hi, Kenneth. Cindy's with us. This looks like somebody from X. This is Kate Susan says, hey. Hey to you. There's Roger. Long time no see. Yeah, it's been since, 7 o'clock last night. Amy's with us. Good morning, Amy. Mike's here. Steve's with us from out in Kentucky. Bob's with us. Have a good cruise, Shilly, and be safe. Thank you. I'm just a little worried with the, sometimes these azapod things, if that's what it is. I mean, there's not many things that affect the forward speed, except azapods. And then they're already hinting at changing itineraries. Hell, this thing only going to two ports in Nassau. It's not like it's going to transatlantic. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. And I've never been on one that had problems before, so I guess I got to experience that along with everybody else. Or Katie, hi, Katie. We were talking about you last night. I've got to get you another dinner one of these days. I think these people that are disappearing off the cruise are doing it intentionally. I think you got a good point there, Amy. I mean, this is the second story from Tortola and just in recent, the last couple weeks. I don't know. Cindy agrees with Amy. Katie says, 38 days until my cruise. Wish I could jump on your ship, Chili. Yeah, that'd be nice. 31 days for Cindy. You guys are all getting ready to go. And I'll be back doing more doctor appointments. I'm trying to fit in, you know, if I can get another cheapie, a good deal on one. I've been trying to fit in, so we'll see. I might come up with something yet. Todd's with us. Have a good cruise on the high seas. I'll certainly try. Joanne's here. Hey, Joanne. All right, guys, I'm going to get all this processed and pack my stuff up and head on down to Jacksonville and probably wait a while. So, unfortunately, that's way it's going to be this time. All right, guys, thanks for being with me. Don't forget, smash that thumbs up button. That'll help us out a lot. And if you haven't subscribed, please consider doing so. We're up to, 5515 or something. So we're heading on toward, 5600 now. So, all right, guys. I'll be back tomorrow from on board. I hope from on board the Carnival Elation, wherever we may be. So anyway, thanks for being here. And as always, guys, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And I really hope one of these days we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you from on board the Carnival Elation here in the next few hours. So, later, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chili Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.